Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell on a Monday. I swear, Carl is coming back. He has not been fired. He was not attacked by pygmies in Papua New Guinea. Carl is coming back. We believe tomorrow. It is Bo Morgan, Squid Billy from the morning shift. We like to start every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. Orin is pushing the buttons day-to-day, the brains of the operation behind the glass. Hope you guys had a kind of, it's funky when the Falcons aren't playing because you don't really have to do anything.
Yes, yeah, nice.
So what did you do yesterday?
I nursed a hangover from the MGA party, which we, our golf association.
Nice.
But also, Mike, it was brunch with Santa at our clubhouse.
Nice.
Yeah, so we took Pork Chop up there.
That's his nickname for the baby.
Yeah, we took her up there, and we're like, I had a bet with Mike Johnson that she would not cry, and Morgan's don't cry. No cry. No cry with Santa. I was so
nice.
Proud.
Nice. Yeah, man, it's a strange weekend because you can watch. Like I said, I was waiting for the Philip Rivers show on the Sunday ticket, and I was definitely going to be all in for that. We have some friends in our neighborhood that moved down to Fairhope, where he is actually living these days, down in off of Mobile Bay in Alabama. And they've run into him and his wife a few times. And so everybody down there, you saw the video of his high school team that's all pulling for him. And then, as he said, we'll give you some of the audio a little bit later in 4th and 1, to be a 44-year-old grandpa, that was the only shot the Colts had, to grind it, to kind of make it that kind of like a fight in a phone booth and hope maybe you could hang on. Unfortunately, it was just they couldn't do it.
Yeah, and they had the lead with, I want to say, like, 28 seconds or something left, and they had just kicked that field goal, and they couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, they kick into the end zone. They couldn't get the placement. So they get the ball at the 35, which it didn't seem like it did. And then Darnold's able to kind of move around and buy some time, and then boom, boom, boom. So you go from one major field goal to another major field goal to lose it.
And it's wild because I feel like – and it's absolutely true – the guys can make them from 60 like with ease these days. Of course, none of them play for us. But then on the other part is the special teams thing with the kicking the ball in the end zone, it is still something that these guys are adjusting to with not kicking it, you know, in the landing area, as they call it. It's really right. Still a filling out process.
Lord knows it is for us. So Bo's today in for Carl. This hour of the program brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Yeah, man. I mean, in the no blank Sherlock department, it's cold. And I'm never going back north. I grew up like a lot of folks that maybe moved here from someplace else, the Midwest, the Northeast. This is like, no. Even today with the dogs, I'm out by the lake. That wind whips up. Oh, that's it. I even go to the gym today. Sloth-like. I didn't want to mess with it.
Wow.
This cold is debilitating cold. Call me soft. Call me a candy blank. So be it. I'm never going back to New York. I live here. And I hate doing this. This cold just gets me out of my rhythm, man.
Every time we do a game up there in the cold, like remember we did that game a few years ago in 20, I think it was
Buffalo?
22. And no, in, well, we did one in cold in Buffalo, but we did one in Baltimore where that wind chill came in, and that was Drake's rookie year, right?
Right.
And, I mean, It was like minus 8 degrees with the wind chills. It was awful. And I was like, how are you? I'm here because I'm working. If I was not working, I'd be sitting at home, not watching it. And but you guess what? Packed out crowd.
Right. I look back and Day-Day, because he lived in the East Coast. He's bi-coastal. Don't tell anybody. But when I was a kid, and you know, I've joked around with Bo, watching the Army-Navy game this weekend. First time I actually taste booze. It was out of one of those binocular flasks at an Army-Navy game in Philadelphia where the wind chill was. And we didn't have the cool down. There was no Northern Face, right, jackets back then. You'd be wearing some corduroy jacket, or if you're lucky, you had a down coat. But there was nobody had the kind of stuff we have today. You know, I wore one of those like terrorist ski masks once to an Army-Navy game. You know, I mean, with the big scarf and the babushka, the whole thing. It's just, my dad was wearing like the Elmer Fudd hat, you know, the hunting. No, we didn't have the cool stuff. Remember freezing my butt off, the old man like, yeah, try some of this. This will make you, this tingle your fingers and toes.
Yeah, we used to literally have to walk home backwards sometimes because that ice and wind would be like literally feeling like it's cutting your face. So we'd take turns looking to make sure we're not like walking crooked.
Right. And we used to go to Giants games in the Meadowlands. Same thing. The Giants were terrible when I was a child. I mean, my teenagers, it wasn't until like 84 with Parcells, the worm turned. So last night.
I'm sorry. He said he had to walk backwards because the wind was coming
so
bad. Yes,
that's a thing. That's a thing, man.
I've never had to experience that. Thank God I've grown up down here in the South my entire life.
Now, and where I grew up in Long Island, you get the Gulf Stream. So even when it snows, it's not bitter cold. But the Meadowlands, I don't know what it is about that parking lot. I can vibe with what you walked through.
I've been there. It's cold. Dude, there are certain places that the wind just cuts you hard. It always outside of a stadium. For whatever reason, it just cuts through you.
So that's watching those games this weekend. I'm like, man, no interest in being there. A lot of storylines from the NFL. We'll cover all this today. The Chiefs never looked the part. Heck, the Chiefs didn't even look the part for half of last year, and they went to the Super Bowl, right? But if you've been sick and tired of the Chiefs, and you're sick and tired of Mahomes, man, nobody wants to see him go out like that. But an ACL, and now in the other conference, the other big injury, it's confirmed ESPN reporting Micah Parsons has a torn ACL. So the huge pickup for Green Bay now will not be a part of whatever Green Bay does in the postseason. Yeah.
Real quick, the Chiefs, they played in 12 one-score games last year. They won 12 of those, I should say. I think they won like 12 of 13. This year, they're like 1-7. Also, is Jerry Jones a prophet? Because he kind of said that. He kind of said that when you sign these guys and then they don't play.
He could be hit by a car.
Yeah, well, he wasn't, but his knee is gone now, and he won't play for 8 months.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, Mike Conte and our boss, and he'll be in here later on to talk about the Hawks, because we got two good things. Well, one thing's good, one thing we're not sure about. What's up with Porzingis? What is this illness? Does he have this heart condition they can't figure out? Can he go like? Can he ever play like two games in a week? And then when is Trey coming back? And how does Trey get implemented and sort of, seamlessly integrated into this half court offense? We'll talk about that with Mike next hour. But I was just talking with Mike about, you remember the Cowboys? They were viable for like about 72 hours after they beat the Chiefs and they beat the Eagles, and then everybody out, of course, first take because all they know is the Cowboys and the Yankees and LeBron. And they were up there, and then the Cowboys went back to what they are, which is not important.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. I don't know what to think of them because they should have won last night. Their defense and up front and that what they've kind of reestablished should have absolutely been able to beat J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, who literally throws a pick on his first pass attempt, which was kind of batted, and then he does a terrible job of just knocking it down. But it is. They're just right back to it. They're going to miss the playoffs this year. Schottenheimer. I don't think Schottenheimer's in a bad job. I think he's had a lot to deal with. He lost his best player before the season.
And then the rest of the NFC, you watch, if you stayed up to watch last night, I mean, not much. I mean, Vikings and Cowboys, as we said, they're kind of irrelevant. Eagles, they get a win this week. I saw the Bears just absolutely. I mean, they went to the Browns like poop through a goose. Like, it weren't even there. Up in Chi-Town.
I know, I got to ask you, because I've listened to you and Carl, and I know that you're a Deion guy, because Deion's, obviously right. Deion played, and he played here, and I couldn't care less either way. Is it exhausting for you the way Shedeur Sanders is covered? I mean, Josina Anderson has essentially devoted the rest of her career to basically just everything is a defense of Shedeur.
Right.
We've got this wristband gate. And I was trying to explain to a guy on Twitter yesterday that, there's a difference between a play and a protection. And just because he doesn't necessarily have the right play doesn't mean he can't slide protection. That's a real thing in the NFL.
Right.
Also, when you hold the ball for 8 seconds, the sack isn't on you. Now, look, in Shedeur's defense, he has made good throws that haven't been necessarily taken care of. The problem is everything is either Shador sucks or why do y'all hate him? Nothing's his fault. And then we're completely ignoring a young quarterback developing.
Well, did you look at the draft class and like the best quarterback in this class could be Shook down there for New Orleans. Just like the worst quarterback, the year that Kenny Pickett came out, that's the year we picked up Ritter and Malik Willis. That's probably one of the worst drafts for quarterbacks in the last 10. That was 22. That's the draft that produced Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, last guy selected, and obviously the rest is history with him in the 49ers. By the way, you see him doing his dance? See him shucking and jiving down the sideline yesterday? So Brock Purdy, that's the only guy worth a darn. Cam Ward is worse than Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean,
also playing on a bad team, but nobody recognizes that.
It's crazy when you get into Tyler Shook might be that guy. Now, he's going to have to, see how it plays out down the stretch, but darn it, like maybe there's not a lot of style points, but what's he started now? Like 7 or 8 games? He's won 3 of his last 5. I think he's something like 3. I want to say he's 3-4 as a starter because he did come in relief. But they're winning games. They're starting to stack some dubs down there. He's getting confidence.
Yeah.
And he's got Kellen Moore as his coach.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to go, right?
No,
to start your career.
Not a bad way to go. They have beat Carolina twice in that span, right? They beat Carolina twice. They beat Tampa. He's starting to play well. What is it? I don't know. Remember, we had Fool's Gold and right. Desmond Ritter.
I'm guilty, and I don't want to speak for Carl. He can talk about it later in the week. I convinced myself that he's going to be something, that they're going to figure this out, and we'll get lucky here. We couldn't, and we didn't.
And
he wasn't.
I did too. And I, you know what, Mike? I didn't break up with Desmond Ritter until that Carolina game, and he threw
I dumped him after the Jacksonville game in England. I was off that. The thing with Ritter, and Marianne, remember, you weren't working with us, Danny. I said, this guy's a bum. He's a journeyman. This is never going to go anywhere. And Carl's like me. He's always tried to be glass half full. We even debated last. Remember this offseason? I'm no longer going to be the hype man. I said 10 wins. We may finish with, I don't know where we go. We'll talk all about the events Thursday night down in Tampa. Get Bo's take.
Mike Missouri Bell, show me.
Carl. Yeah, man. And Arthur's comments, too, because we kind of we mentioned that briefly a few times with Dave Archer filling in on Friday. We'll come back as part of our download. They leaked it out that they're going to evaluate. But as you said, when you and I debated last week, if Arthur does speak, does it even matter about this season? We'll get into all that stuff, man. Yeah. This hour of the show brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. If you haven't put your lights up, you still got time. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holiday this year. We'll come back. The daily download on Dukes and Bell, the big stories of the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Aaron is still, like, blown away that kids like me and Day-Day would walk backwards to school. I mean, not by yourself.
That's the stuff you hear in, like, old-timey stories. Had to walk up, you know, both ways barefoot.
It literally is like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. When I was your age, I liked to block ice up two flights of stairs. So, so let's dance. No, it's just when we're talking about this cutting wind, anybody who was working outside this morning or today, you have our sympathies, and we got one more day. And as we always joked around, when Bo was our producer before we moved on to Stardom on the morning shift, we used to joke around about your love for talking about the weather,
yes,
which we used to make fun of because it's considered to be kind of boring for talk radio. But when we do get this kind of weather, which this guy is done with, it has an effect on me, as I mentioned, to start the program.
Which is ironic because now on the pregame show, I get to do the weather report. And how many games are we in domes or our closed roof stadiums?
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because I used to sit with a bunch of guys, and we still have some people in my section at 342 at Mercedes-Benz who go all the way back to Fulton County Stadium. And they said December was generally just miserable. And like, if you had tickets for the Peach Bowl, it was cold and rainy like every year, you know, and it was just. You know, this time of year. That's why we do enjoy. My beef with Mercedes-Benz is let's just get the roof. Any chance there's a chance of sun, let's keep that roof open, man. Not enough days with the roof open.
There's some kind of rule. I don't know what the NFL is. Yeah, and it's just like we never understand. You never know because how many rules does the NFL know that you either don't know about, Mike, or just don't flat out understand?
Right. There's a rule. You got to give X amount of hours or whatever it is, a day. The roof will be open for this day. So the weather might have been a chance of rain, and the system blows through. And as a fan, I'm rolling up north, so I'm like, why is the roof closed? Because to Squidbilly's point, the NFL is there's no flexibility with the league. Shocking. Yeah, yeah. In that department. Hey, man, let's get to the daily download here on Dukes and Bell.
Story number one.
Still basking in the warm afterglow of that come from behind, two touchdowns down, 29-28 win over Tampa. Coach Raheem Morris talking with the media the other day and loving the way we finished. We need more of that.
You know, the big part tonight was going out there and finishing. I love the way the guys finished. Going out there and get a pick, going out there getting a 4-minute stop on the defense side of the ball, going out there on offense, driving the ball down the field and getting us in position to score, going out there and getting us in position to score the first time to put us in position to do those things. I just think it was an all-out effort across the board and kicking that thing at the end on special teams. What a great job by the guys.
Overcoming the penalties, I thought two-thirds of the penalties were a bit excessive. I thought there was certainly some holding. There were some false starts. That's self-explanatory. I thought one of the three against AJ was B, but AJ had a tough day.
AJ didn't have a good night, and I think some of that maybe that ankle that he rolled early in that Seattle game. Mike, you're right, and one of those was they ran into Alford, and they're like, oh, well, that's illegal contact. Well, he's due his position. But what about this real quick? Tampa Bay, first off, these two teams were very low on penalties coming into the season, but Tampa Bay had 23 holding calls offensively and 16 false starts going into that game. So you're telling me that they committed zero false starts and zero holding penalties in the game when the Falcons committed 5 false starts alone? So Tampa Bay just all of a sudden got it together?
Right.
Yeah.
I call shenanigans on that one. Story number two, round ball.
Story number two.
Hawks get it done, 121-17. The debate amongst Hawks fans who are not in the Trae Young camp is we can win without Trae. But then you go to those scoring droughts. It's happened against Detroit. It happened against the Nuggets last week. Happened at times last night, but they do get the job done. And great to see against the Sixers. If you didn't see the story, it's the guy who just continues to do it every night. Now, he didn't have the points out there, but I thought the overall effort from Jalen Johnson was solid. 21 from Luke Kennard. Hello. Okongwu with 20. Zachary Risache with 15. And a dude we don't really lean into for offense. You don't expect this, Squid. But Dyson Daniels was heating up with 27 in the win over the Sixers.
Yeah, Dyson Daniels with a big night. The only thing I have about Trae coming back is can the ball keep moving? Because that's what they've done without him. That's how Jalen Johnson has had all these triple-doubles. Can they just keep the ball moving? Because I would love to see that remember that early version of Trae Young when he was like just suddenly him and John Collins just were able to coexist and he was able to find him and he was so elite as a passer, which he's never lost. Need that version.
Hey, who needs a dose of Steve Holman? This guy. Here's what it sounded like at the end.
So your final score here tonight, the Hawks 120, the 76ers 117.
Bang! Sorry, it was anticlimactic, but we missed Steve. I hadn't played a Steve soundbite there in a minute. The other story about Trae, and we were talking about this before the show, when Trae comes back, it's a different team since he left. Now, guys, before, I don't want the triggered Trae fans to start killing me on social media. I'm just saying, he left the team, he's the number one guy. He comes back, he's not the number one guy.
State your source.
Jalen Johnson is the number one guy. And there's market for the trade that I don't think exists, that Trae's camp thinks exists. You know, you come back and this those ridiculous multi-zillion dollar, contract and, league max. No. Because they tried to trade Trae last year and it wasn't there. Yeah. They couldn't get the value.
I guess it helps put my mic on. Don't you think that's what this season was for, though? Where they went out and got these pieces to help him. They were like, hey, we're going to load it up. And we're going to give you a shot at this and prove to us that we should give you this new deal. If not, we're going to not tear it down, but just remove you from the equation and try to go fill that void with, maybe one of the top picks in the draft or this money that we won't be spending on you in free agency because they have a decent core, right?
Right. It's a young core. And Day-Day points it out, our producer, every time we talk about the Hawks, you get a chance to be like the next Thunder. With that really young nucleus. So, guys, it's not like, hey, Trae better get it together with this team in the half court or else. But, yeah, kind of. Mm. I mean, kind of, yeah. And it's also incumbent on Quinn Snyder to make sure, we've said how many times in the last 2 weeks, when Trae comes back, and it sounds sooner than later, that he meshes in this half court to everything you just said.
Yeah.
And then when you have those droughts, Trae can always get to the line. He can always get to the, he can force that action. And so that way you don't go 5 minutes without a bucket. So I'm not saying we're a better team without Trae. I'm just curious how it all comes together when he comes back in the half court.
It's just funny how certain players across different leagues in this team are basically they can do no wrong. We saw Joseph Martinez at the end of his era where the fans were like, well, it's not Joseph's fault. Yeah, it kind of was. Joseph made his living on cherry picking, and when he got lazy, it didn't work right. And when he didn't want to coexist, it didn't work right. That's the same thing. Kyle Pitts is another one. It's very polarizing. We're going to talk about it later. But he has certain part of the fan base that never it's never Kyle's fault. Oh, it's matchups. It's this. It's quarterback. Right. While other players just go out and are able to exploit it.
Right.
And I don't think – I think Trae probably is a little bit flipped. He probably gets a little bit too much criticism at times by a certain part of the fan base, but you have to look at it honestly.
It's a phrase I always use with Carl. We always joke about the pie chart. It's not all the dude. You can't have it 100%. There's what team has Trae had around him. He doesn't pick the players. We know that Trae early in his career, I'm 57, I'm still immature. Trae was a little bit immature, and now he's, embraced that leadership role. Hopefully vis-a-vis, knowing when to be a facilitator, when to maybe take it over when he comes back in the half court. Then there's things like with Pitts. It's not his fault he had two bums thrown to him. He also had a knee, which kept him out of his, and I don't know whether he's not a guy who plays with pain or can't focus with pain, but he wasn't that same guy for 2 seasons of his 5.
Yeah.
So that's on him. Ability, availability, we've talked about. When you see him ball out like he does in Tampa, you're like, man, where is that? And then you get into Zach. Why can't you sort of, as we said, use that phrase again, mesh the two when Drake is healthy? Bo Morgan and I were just talking during the break. All these conversations we had preseason. Man, we got Bijan in the backfield. You'll have these receivers, and then you put him in the – we'll be creating all these mismatches, which we don't really seem to do on offense.
Yeah, we don't at all. And I always hear, well, they got to scheme him right. Well, if he's a unicorn, then fourth overall pick, then why am I scheming him open? I shouldn't have to. I also come back to the fact that if you want him here, then you're just going to have to go find a tight end that can run routes and block because he's not that. You either got the world's largest possession receivers. And in some way, and I don't want to. I'm not saying Drake can't stretch the field a little bit, but let's just be honest. That it's a 50-50 ball in that aspect,
right?
But they're going to whoever is coaching, whoever's making these decisions. If you want him back, it's as a wide receiver, right. And he's not getting franchise tag. I can't pay an inconsistent player. All right, he has 14 touchdowns in his career, Mike. You know how many of them are against Tampa Bay? six of them.
Yeah, he had two in the game I went to last year, including the pylon ball. We've had the pylon can that might have come back. But it's five scores in his last two. And Kirk Cousins twice was the offensive NFC player of the week, you know, based on what he did in Tampa. And by the way, oh, can I say it? Day-Day, can I tease it? Wednesday, we're going to be at Flowery Branch. Got a very special guest for you. Yes, we'll be talking with Kirk Cousins. We've talked a lot about Kirk. I've had a chance to talk to Kirk off the air. And really looking forward, Carl and I, Wednesday, up at the branch after we talk to Raheem Morris, to sit down and we'll cover everything as best we can in the time we have with Kirk Cousins. Really looking forward to it.
That should be fun, yeah. Right. Because, no, I can't. Carl miss a few more days. I'll come in Wednesday.
Carl is we believe, for we know, oh, no, Carl might be home right now. We don't know. Hey, story number three, the Heisman Trophy presented on Saturday.
Story number three.
Let's take a listen as they made the announcement at the Downtown Athletic Club.
And now the moment everybody has been waiting for. The winner of the 2025 Heisman Trophy is Fernando Mendoza.
Great story. He's got the same amount of touchdowns, both in the air and on the ground, as Pavia, Diego Pavia from down in Vandy. I thought Saiyan's campaign kind of took a little bit of a left turn in the Big Ten championship game. I guess the voting happened before that anyway, I believe. Too many guys vote on this. I looked it up today. There's 930 voters. Take away the 59 that are actual Heisman winners. Too many writers, too many jabronis. There's only about two dozen sports writers nationally that I would even trust with this. Too many people, too many chefs in that stew.
Yeah, when a pregame host for a baseball team has a vote, I don't know what we're doing here. If you're not covering the sport, then you probably shouldn't have a vote. I know some voting happened after. I'm fine with Mendoza. If you want to say, well, yeah, well, maybe he was the best player on the best team, that's great. He didn't go through a lull the way Pavia did. Pavia went through a pretty rough October, and then he had a great November, and he probably didn't handle it the way the Heisman Trophy would have wanted him to handle it.
Pavia showed his arse, if you didn't see it, popped off and then apologized, but the toothpaste is out of the tube. You know, he is a guy that's he's got a little bit of Johnny Football in him and rubs people the wrong way. We'll see how it goes at the next level. What has he got, 8 years? No, you eventually, son, you have to leave. It's like, you're going to have to leave mom and dad's house at some point, although today maybe not in 2025. There's your Heisman Trophy winner. Mendoza, great story, who transfers from Cal, of all places, and finds success with Kurt Cignetti. We'll talk more about that later in the College Report. Next, though, more on the Falcons. We want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. I got a lot of phone action on this on Friday after the Falcons win. Where do you fall on this team right now? I mean, do you want to see them come back? Because Arthur Blank says there's a long, hard look at GM, coach, and everything they're doing with the Falcons. Bo Morgan in for Carlton.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The only problem with trying to eat healthy, it takes forever. It's chewier. It's not particularly, you know, tasty. I was eating one of my bars from this diet, and I was joking around the other day. I posted a photo. Dukes and Bell, by the way. Hi, I'm Mike Bell. Carl will be back, we believe, tomorrow. Dukes and Bell with Bo Morgan from the morning shift. He's filling in today. Thanks for helping out as it takes a village to replace Carl when he's on vacay. Thanks to Mike Johnson and Steak Shapiro. Abe Gordon! Man, there's just no... man. I said what I said the other day. It's like there's a subwoofer in his Adam's apple. There's just no way to modulate him. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I guess it's a good problem to have if you're directing, you know, people in an emergency or something. But for talk radio, sometimes it's hard. I turn the volume up and down when we're working together.
He had the same way. He's the only person. I love him to death, but he's the only person I've ever worked with where I just ride my volume control over here, because when I talk, I can't hear myself, right. So I turn it up. Now, if when Abe talks, right. I turn it down.
If he's a flight attendant or he's working on a cruise ship, I need everybody in two columns. Two, you know, that's when you need that voice, you know. To your lifeguard, to your lifeboat stations. Otherwise, I'm not just saying. It just comes in waves, and it just comes at you like a tsunami. But we do appreciate his participation filling in for Carl. I'm sorry, I got off point there. Asking about what do you guys think about where we're going. The news, and this is something you and I debated earlier when you were filling in for Carl, about, you know, what is Arthur Blank supposed to do? What is he supposed to say? They did kind of release it through a back channel. It got through Ian Rappaport that they're going to take a hard look at every aspect of the operation, paraphrasing. They're going to evaluate.
Yeah.
And that's fine for me. I mean, it's not great. It's not like he's doing Jerry Jones where he's going to talk into a circle. But I was cool with that for some fans on the fence who want to know that at least it sounds like you're not satisfied with where things are going right now.
Yeah. Well, I got a thought for you. And I want to see where you kind of – what you think of it and what maybe people out there listening think of it. What if Arthur came out, let's just say like a week after the season, maybe a week and a half, and said, here's what we're going to do. We're hiring so-and-so, who's a football guy, right? A guy that we've probably – maybe we're familiar with or we're not familiar with, and said – and he's going to be next to Greg Beatles, and he's going to run the football side. And he's going to – that's who Terry will answer to. And that's who Raheem will answer to. And then he'll answer to me. And obviously, I'll still meet with the coach. You know,
right.
That's never going away for Arthur, where he meets with his coach and everything. But, and then Greg Beatles runs the other side of it. So basically, Greg Beatles stays what he is, which I don't think people understand it. Yeah, he's a voice in the room, but he's not going in there to tell, you know, Terry, I think you should draft this guy. That's just not what he does. And then they come out and they say, we're going to wait, and we're going to make these changes to the coaching staff, and we're going to see what we have this year, because right. we don't know where the quarterback position is, because we might have one game that Penix misses or five. We don't know. And then we're going to kind of see what we are. How upset would people be about that?
I mean, I wonder – the only thing – and there's a lot of folks out there, like me, as fans, who would say when you go 8 years without making the playoffs, you start to look at, okay – what's not working in the organization? And whether it's fair or unfair, I know it triggers for some people. You may think it's silly, but Rich McKay has been there. Now, Rich McKay's relation with Arthur, as we say, I use the phrase, it runs marrow deep. For those who don't know what that means, they're besties. Right? That's his guy. And he is still, when you look up the Falcons website, fans who've taken the time, he still listed as the CEO of the football team, the football operation. Mm-hmm. So you could argue that in the past, even if he's not if he's not listed in the direct flow chart of how decisions are made, it's a resource that Arthur's not going to ignore. And if Arthur is soul-searching for a decision, I would imagine Rich McKay is going to get a phone call. You know, I mean, and if he is getting a phone call and he's providing the answer and he is the deciding answer, well, unfortunately, the last 8 years, it hasn't helped to work.
Well, look, there's a voice in the room and then there's making decisions. And is he a voice in the room? Okay. Yeah, but he's not making decisions. He's not telling Terry Fontenot who to draft. And
he did a couple of years ago. Remember that? He was the deciding vote between Arthur Smith and Fontenot.
Well,
that, I mean, that's just a few years ago.
But, well, I actually tend to believe that Arthur Smith got whoever he wanted in the draft.
Okay.
And that's what I've been led to believe by people that I've talked to.
Because they hired the coach before they hired the
that
GM.
Kyle Pitts is here because Arthur Smith wanted him.
Right. I agree with you on that.
That's what I was told. Now, whether my source is right or not, I can't tell you. But I was told that was an Arthur Smith decision. Again, whether I'm right or wrong, that's what I was told. But do we ignore the fact that, okay, but, you know, Rich was also here when Thomas was here.
Right.
And when they were doing all those good things, which was probably the best era in Falcons football. And they drafted Matt Ryan. They drafted Julio Jones. They drafted a lot of good players, right. And it all worked. And so
Smitty was a great hire that nobody even knew.
Yeah. And
Mike, we're talking about Mike Smith, guys, back in 08. He was a guy that literally, how many Falcon fans had to look him up?
And who helped with that? And so I understand this. I think that what's happened is Rich McKay has become a target because things are, again, and this is what fans do. This is what a lot of us do. People in the media do it too. Oh, you know what? It's not working. I need someone to blame. And I know that Arthur's not going anywhere. So I'll blame Rich. And so, and whatever, for right or wrong, and I do, it's hard for me to fathom that it's all his fault and it's all.
I'm not saying it's all his fault. I'm just saying, if you're just looking at just purely from the outside looking in, who's the constants in the equation? That's the way I look at it.
Well, it's also the owner, but
right. And as you said, he ain't going.
He's not going anywhere. And so I think that, you know, you've got to stop kind of thinking about what other people want you to do and just make the best decision. And we all have people that help us, you know, advises us in moves. Like, you know, if I was, and I'm not trying to be, don't take this the wrong, if I was going to, because you know, you had throat surgery a while back.
Right.
If I had to have throat surgery, I would come to you and Stake.
Right.
Two guys who had it are still in the business. Their voices have recovered greatly. And I would say, what do you think? That's kind of it. He has people around him. The best thing in the world with this franchise was that the people in that room said no to Bill Belichick. Because as bad as it is right now, with Bill Belichick, you can't tell me it might not be worse.
Right.
With all that we've seen.
Well, and that goes back to, now, the conventional wisdom, or at least what you and I almost speak for you, but we were led to believe is, you know, they were this close to Belichick. And whether it's an Arthur Blank, you know, heart-to-heart with Robert Kraft, or, you know, the other guys around him said, I mean, I know as a fan, I was not interested in Belichick's third act. And by the way, every time I say that, a guy goes, what do you mean? Well, he coached the Browns, he coached the Patriots. So this would be his third act as a head coach. He'd been a DC, but I'm talking about as the head man. And just like when we talk about other, you know, Rich McKay, he made some great decisions. But if he does have input, perhaps, you know, he's lost his fastball a little bit. Getting back to, you know, where we are, Raheem was, to me, it was kind of like a safe hire. You know, here's a guy that this is just my spidey sense on this, Bo. Maybe they just felt after having a rookie head coach in Arthur Smith, they didn't want to bring in another guy that had never been a head coach before. And that's why a guy like McDonald, who wound up in Seattle, wouldn't have been considered. And the Harbaugh thing was maybe a pipe dream for guys like me because he was always deadlocked on the Chargers.
Yeah, he was never coming here, and he used it as I got out of the interviews. I thought McDonald was getting a second interview here, and he never left Seattle. So, you know, he went to Seattle, and I think he did his first interview maybe virtually then flew out there, and they didn't let him leave. I think we tend to overlook that because it doesn't fit that
narrative.
We don't feel like you're the right guy. Bobby Slowick decided to stay. How'd that work out for
him? And now his brand took a major hit.
Yeah, Ben Johnson decided to stay to go to another year. He got what he wanted. And so did Aaron Glenn.
Comes down to, like, McDonald, Raheem. And then the guys the other bunch that didn't really, you know,
they didn't
distinguish themselves.
They didn't want it. And I also think that, look, Raheem was the interim here, and he took over an 0-5 team. And so then you turn around, and he did get some wins, but people in the building saw things that were broken under DQ get fixed under Raheem. So, yeah, it looked great. Has Raheem, you know, Raheem obviously didn't get the DC hire right. Out of the gate, and now you turn around and you look at maybe whatever this stuff is with Zach Robinson. I actually tend to believe that if he's here, he's probably going to be on his last coordinators. But I understand that there's frustration and you got to evaluate. The only thing that this fan base wants is to win.
Right.
And this whole misremembering about PSLs and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, PSLs have been a detriment at times, but the Georgia Dome was empty in 2014 when the team wasn't very good, and it would be filled up with Steelers fans and Cowboys, whoever came in. I remember being at a game where it was full of Steelers fans, and it's the same way now. I don't think it makes you I don't believe that you're not a, quote, real fan if you don't pull for the – if you think the team should lose. And we're pulling for the team to win because we are real fans.
Right. I mean, like, I was – and it's funny. I did list my tickets. Needless to say, I can't make what the ticket value was assessed for, you know, back when I got my season tickets earlier this year. They give you a valuation. Rams tickets were valued at $110 apiece. Currently, I can't sell them for $75. So I'll be there. I'll be in my seats on Monday night, pure economics. But as far as the games and where we're at, yeah, I'm with Bo. I root for this team to win. I root for this team to win every game. And when I don't have a first-round pick, of course I'm more motivated to root for this team. It'd be worse, imagine, if we had won two games this year and James Pierce Jr. isn't an impact guy.
Yeah.
This guy may have 10, may likely have 10 or 11 sacks when all's said and done. GM's done a job that I think is 50-50, but I think almost every general manager in the league is basically shooting 50%. Problem with us is the misses, the second-round guys like the Troy Andersons, you know, we've talked about, you know, so some of the moves like the Darnell Mooney signing, you know, that's what you do that one for? You know, on the flip side, you go get a tremendous linebacker in Divine Diablo, but you had to get him because you knew Troy Andersons was probably never getting back on the field.
What?
So, I mean, I don't know where you fall on this. Some fans like me, I'd say I would get a clean slate. But the last thing Arthur Blank wants to have to do is go find that general manager and then find the head coach. Because how would you quantify it? Try to find the right head coach, certainly for this team? It's like a 1-15, 1-20 proposition. It's really hard to find the right head coach. And it's been hard for the Jets to do it. It's been hard for the Dolphins. It's been hard for a lot of teams. The Raiders, a lot of guys can't find the right guy. And Lord knows we can't.
Well, the problem for me, let's go, Darnell. I want to go through everything you just said because I think it's a good conversation. The Darnell Mooney thing, well, it sure as hell worked last year. So what happened?
But he's inconsistent. That's what he was with the Bears.
Well, he's inconsistent, but it looks this year, ever since the injury happens, on literally one of the first plays of camp, and now he looks just a shell of the guy we saw last year. I'm not going to sit and say, well, he's never been healthy, but I just don't understand what it is he is right now. Maybe that's something you can obviously move on from. I think there's a third, I think it was a three-year deal, so if you wanted to, you could. I'm not sure if you're going to, but you could. But go, you know, you look at kind of what they have been. If you go get a new head coach, and you go get an offensive one, is he able to make this offense work? Because that's part of the problem for me is you've mixed matched this offense. You have a wide zone offensive line that guys. The biggest guy out there is Bergeron, who was absolutely a second round pick. That's been a really good one.
And that's a great pick
at 315.
Another guy we got to pay.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
But go look at Mike. Go look at what everybody says. Well, you run McVay's offense. No, you don't. If he ran McVay's offense, you'd be doing what they do, and they do what they do in that run game with 330 pound guards and bigger guys in the interior. You don't have that. You run a wide zone, Kyle came in here with, type run game with something completely different in the pass game, and you haven't married these offenses, so to speak. I'm not sure if that gets better. You go look at the defensive guys you picked with Jalen Walker and James Pierce. They fit perfectly with Raheem and has an Ulbrich, right? So what Ulbrich wants to do, how do you know you're getting that with another defense? See, that's where the concern comes into play. With just blowing guys up. Because don't tell me clean house and then say, but you have to keep Ulbrich. Because not cleaning house.
And not everybody, you know, remember we wanted guys, who was the previous defensive coordinator before we got Jimmy Lake in here?
Ryan Nielsen.
Guys wanted a Nielsen. And most coaches are not going to keep holdovers. It's rare. Some guys will in college. Like we, in this case, we kept the special teams coach. How'd that work out? That's another question for me if I was Arthur Blank to evaluate. Special teams was never addressed. You talked about Jimmy Lake. And then you mentioned some of the things. Zach Robinson, sometimes I just don't think he has a handle on the run game, integrating the passing game with the run game for the things you just pointed out. And this is another area where if I'm getting my second chance to be head coach, the guys around the league have lobbied for, talking about Raheem Morris, I'm going to go with proven pieces. I'm going to go with a veteran OC, a veteran DC, and that's if I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose with guys who know what they're doing. last year we're 6-3, and then the wheels came off. Circumstances were thrown at this coaching staff they couldn't handle. Maybe a veteran does better. I don't know. It was unprecedented to have the injury to Kirk Cousins and then have to deal with the rookie. But then this year, do we have the right offensive coordinator and it's just his second year to work with a rookie? And then all the things you've said popped up. So that's why if I'm Arthur Blank, I'm evaluating every aspect of it. Maybe if Raheem comes back, yes, Ulbrich stays, new special teams, new offensive coordinator for sure. You know, and maybe multiple pieces on offense to help that brain trust.
And go look at the special teams. Last season, it won you football games. You know, you sniffed out how many fake punts? You had a Pro Bowl player and Kadarryl Hodge at special teams. For whatever reason, this year it's been a miss. Is that depth at roster construction? What does that do to? They've tried playing some starters. I mean, that's why we see Watts out there. That's why we've seen Jalen Walker making plays. The whole special teams thing is something I cannot wrap my head around. But I will say that you kept a guy that was here with Arthur and because he had good special teams. And guess what? They were good last year. And this year, right, it has been a nightmare.
And then we had all these cryptic tweets and all this stuff that came out. And then we go out and we win. And we play some of the most inspired football, aside from the penalties, we played all season from that dysfunctional wide receiver room. Another guy hitting us up on, by the way, you can hit us up on the text line, 404-726-0929. Guy says that he doesn't feel head coach candidates that are more competent won't be considered as long as McKay is involved. Another dude says, Squid, I agree with you. Rich McKay's an easy target. Blank was a successful businessman before he met McKay. I just felt that, look, and when you got 8 years of not making the playoffs, every aspect of the organization, I take a long, hard look at. But we'll see. Hey, man, we'll come back. Appreciate your passion on the text line and the tweets. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. What's your Twitter handle?
At SquidBilly929.
That's easy. Hey, man, we'll come back. We got some 4th-and-1. Big storylines, huge injuries. And if you're sick of the Chiefs, you got your wish. They done. We'll explain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.